to another edition of the Infinite Loopcast. I'm Dave, and I'm joined by Anna.
Hello.
Aaron.
Hello.
Not yet, Si. He'll be back soon, but we're not quite ready for Si's return. We've got to pump ourselves up, put on our body armour, factor 50 sun cream, and then he'll be good. So how are we both?
All right, yeah, not too bad. I haven't played many games since last time, though.
Well, there's been lots of things, though.
Yes, yeah, I've played some things, but not many games.
It's been a thingiverse week. Yes. There has been Facebook's Fate Conference. Is that how they're saying it?
I have
the
no
Facebook
idea.
What?
Well, it was called...
F8 or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
F8, but if you say that, it's Fate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. Yes.
So it's either the F8 Developer Conference or the Fate Developer Conference or the F8 Developer Conference.
I see.
One of them. They had that and they showed what their sort of like next 10-year plan is type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of it, they did a whole VR segment, given that they bought Oculus for, what was it, $2 billion?
Something like that.
Yeah, many, many billion dollars. And they released Facebook Worlds?
No, Spaces.
Spaces. I can't remember what they call
it. I was calling it social before, yeah. They're releasing in beta.
Is it only in beta?
Yes.
It works.
It works. It feels a bit beta-ish.
A little bit. So, some of the things are well thought through. And some of them are less well thought through. So you can the things that I noticed that I liked and I thought were well thought through were that if you wanted to rearrange your room, then you could move the table up and down. So if you wanted to have the table higher towards your head type thing, you could just lift it up and down. But you could not move it backwards and forwards.
No, or rotate it. Although you could sit at a different seat.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't rotate, but you can sit at a different seat. So it's probably the same
yeah,
difference.
I think there's 5 seats at the table.
Okay.
So you can have 5 people in the conference, that? Effectively.
That's 4.
Maybe 4.
I'm going 4.
Okay. I trouble recentering, because to start with, the table was over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Was above my head. And I couldn't reach it because the ceiling was in the way.
Mm.
So what I had to do is I had to recenter my orientation. And I didn't realise that there was widgets on the inside of my wrists. So the inside right. of your right wrist is recenter. The inside of your left wrist is menu. Because they do the old watch thing, don't they? So you can tap your watches. And
yeah, but the watch, could you press your watch button? I had to like put my hand through my wrist.
Oh, you have to do the finger thing. So you curl your fingers and pull the grip button in, leave your pointy finger out, and then press it. It was a bit fiddly. I think they need to sort out their collision detection a bit. It was a bit fiddly. Because when I was customising my face, that was horrendously hard.
Right.
Because it basically shows you something like 6 pictures or something.
Yeah, but you can modify them.
What do you mean?
So you choose your pictures. So you've got your pictures. And you say, we'll start with this one. And then
yeah.
it shows you your face.
Oh, yeah, but I had trouble. The interacting, picking which pieces of your face you're interacting with, it wasn't very accurate. I thought it was a bit wobbly. But also, because it just takes random pictures off your Facebook feed,
mm-hmm.
it assumes you're just posting pictures of you.
Oh, no, it knew who I was. It had pictures of me and everyone.
No, I had 2 pictures of me. And the rest were pictures of my kids.
I hope you chose one of your kids.
No.
Just to screw with Facebook's algorithm.
Yeah. I did see lots of people commenting, oh, it picked a completely wrong person for me. It didn't give me me when I picked a picture. I thought, it didn't give me you change. Either. Well, no, that no, they're saying I'm a, you know, a middle-aged white man, and it picked me a black woman for some reason. I thought, well, just change it then.
But maybe that was that middle-aged white man's dream.
I don't know. Maybe. But he gave it one star on the Oculus store because yeah, it picked the wrong person.
Because of
him.
The algorithm. I haven't actually even looked at the Oculus store scoring. Do people read that?
I do if I'm paying money for something. But
yeah.
But you have to take it with any sort of review, any sort of public review with a pinch of salt, because there were lots of people saying, yeah, yeah, it doesn't do this thing. You think, well, yeah, maybe that's not what it's designed to do.
I'm going into the reviews.
Yeah, some of the reviews were, because don't start it.
You clicked on too many things. That one's in German. I don't understand that one. Here you go. Doesn't work after login screen. GTX 980. Ooh, that's why it doesn't work, mate, because you've got a GTX 9080, which doesn't exist yet. And an i7-6700 Skylake. Hang on. You just didn't put space in there. That does exist. No, it doesn't work. No leap motion support. 4 stars.
Well, no, it won't. They just do touch. It's Oculus.
Uploaded a photo to Facebook and tagged it myself, but it doesn't show up in the app selection. I'm now stuck and can't continue because I don't have an imagination.
Because I can't choose something. Yeah.
There you go. Same problem as the others. First off, pick a picture, select the picture, get 5 blank circles, does nothing. 1 star.
Yeah.
It's not as funny as some of the Amazon reviews.
No. People have just been having a few issues. And yeah, it's a beta. It's not going to work great. I had some glitches. But yeah, I
had any major things with it. It did what it advertised it would do.
I went to Venus.
Did you?
Yes.
What was Venus like this time of year?
I don't know whether it was this time of year, but yeah, it was a nice little VR video that you could just grab from the media from 360 Facebook and put it on. Didn't like the media browser very much. There's no way of searching or doing anything. You basically give what it surfaces to you.
Okay.
I want to pick something. I don't want you to surf. You to choose what I can see and what I can't see. Can I just search Facebook, like I can normally? But it looks like you have to follow them.
Quite right.
But I just want to search Facebook.
None of your nonsense.
But yes.
Yeah, we need to try it together. We need to do a whole.
We do, because last night I uploaded one of our interviews from GX last year. NetherRealms Studios.
Yes.
Justice 2. Because I thought.
Yes.
Because that's out soon, isn't it?
It is. It's getting some press coverage.
Yeah. So I thought let's upload that. Have a look what it is, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Just sitting there at the table watching this video around you.
Maybe we'll do some live Facebooking later on in the show.
Yeah, so that's quite good. I've just uploaded, I've just created us a Facebook page. So
have
the
you?
Infinite Loopcast now has a Facebook page.
What is it? Facebook.com/TheInfiniteLoopcast?
Yes, but it's the Infinite Loopcast dash and a whole bunch of numbers. I don't know why that is.
Can you change that?
I hope so. I'm going to have a look at it. So it's the -infinite-loopcast and then a whole bunch of numbers. I suspect if you search for the Infinite Loopcast.
Oh, look at that. It's there.
Yes.
The Infinite Loopcast. Media.
Yes, we're in media.
Check that out.
And we have two interviews up there. The Injustice 2 and the Lost Castle.
So presumably people can watch this in VR?
Yes. Or not in VR and just scroll around it. There's a slight issue in that the videos are significantly longer than the actual content. But that's fine.
Oh. Why is that?
So, I don't know. Something to do with my editing. So I need to go back and have a look at that. So the Injustice 2 is 23 minutes nearly. And the whole interview is 12 minutes of interview.
Oh, is it 12 minutes that we were talking?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that felt a lot shorter.
Whereas the Lost Castle interview, try and see if I can get that. That is 34 minutes of video for maybe 6 minutes of interview.
Yeah, I like the way you put the trailer reel in the video as well.
I have for
people need to check these out. I don't think these went on YouTube, did they?
I think the Lost Castle went on my YouTube channel.
You need to get the NetherRealm Studio one up on YouTube.
And the NetherRealm Studio did, but it wasn't 360 because of, I don't know, YouTube didn't recognize it. Has, but it didn't recognize it as 360. Facebook does, but YouTube didn't.
Maybe YouTube's all now.
So I'll have to have a look, see what YouTube. See if I have to re-inject the 360 metadata. Because I'm using the YouTube metadata inject tool to add the metadata to say it is 360. And then Facebook is recognising that, but YouTube isn't, even though I'm using the YouTube tool. So I don't know. I'll have another go and try and get those on our YouTube channel. At least the Injustice one.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, I like those.
Quite cool.
Virtual. I forgot how good they were.
Yeah, and I'll try and get some of the others up.
I take it next year we're going to have like a full VR rig.
I don't know. I'll have to have a look, see what I'm doing this year.
I'm not going to be there this year.
No, you're not.
I can't go to Eurogamer, guys. You're just going to have to deal with Sai, who's going to be fronting the Loopcast. Unless Anna's there, in which case Anna will definitely be fronting the Loopcast.
Yeah. What, Eurogamer?
Yeah.
I'm always at Eurogamer.
Aaron,
it's my holiday.
Sort that host out with a t-shirt and get her in the interviews.
Yes, okay. But you're normally busy though, aren't you?
I'm normally walking around trying to look at other games.
You're trying to actually play games rather than interview people.
Well, Anna could be our roving reporter.
I hate talking to people.
We're going over to roving reporter Anna, who is once again playing Final Fantasy Worlds.
I would never play Final Fantasy again.
You bought Final Fantasy Worlds.
I did, and it's still on
and
my shelf.
15.
Yeah, I did, and that's been sold.
I can't believe that they mucked up on two Final Fantasy games.
It's gone. Can't be doing with them anymore.
It doesn't hold much hope for the new Final Fantasy. The remake of 7.
Yeah. 7, I don't mind. I've played 7, I enjoyed 7, but 15 was just... I could not bother with it anymore.
Yeah, but they're completely remaking 7, aren't they?
Yeah, but the story's going to be the same. They're not going to change the fundamental story of that. It's a great little story.
I don't know, I never finished 7.
Oh, it was the first Final Fantasy I got into. So.
No, 8 was the one I played.
I didn't like 8.
Oh, I finished 8.
I finished it. I didn't like it. And then I enjoyed 9. Immensely enjoyed 10. And 10-2 was... And then 12 was just dragging. And then 13, I didn't really finish. And it just dwindled. Since then, 15 was awful. Hated it. Did not enjoy it at all.
I quite like the online one. Whatever that one
was. I played a lot of the online one as well. 15 annoyed me because it got to a point where all I had was a ring, and apparently I had to go through this corridor.
And, was it a magic ring?
Yeah, it was a magic ring, but I couldn't understand what it was for, and I would have to go through this corridor section bits. And there was these things that you had to avoid by going to, like, crevices in the wall. But they would not. They would. There was no way of defeating them. And then when they ran at you, they just relentlessly hit you until you had no more potions and would kill you. And I tried it so many times. And like, Sheepdog was going, oh, this is what you have to do. And I tried all that. I got the guidebook. I read through that. And I just couldn't, for the life of me, get through the section. So I was like, that's it. I've had enough.
Did you throw your game disc manual down in anger?
Yeah. I unlocked it in it once. And I just could not do it. So I sold that. I sold the game. And I'm never going to go back to it. Because it annoyed me that much. It's just took a whole franchise that I had dear to my heart and just thought, no, you know what? I can't bother it anymore. Stuff you. So, yeah. I try and give it so many chances, but it breaks me. So, yeah.
So you told it where to go and stick it.
I did. Got some money for it. I was happy enough with that.
Sounds so wise. So what have you been playing? Aaron, you need to move your microphone away from your mouth.
Again.
What have I been playing? So I did a bit more of Persona, Persona 5, but I have got a bit bored of it now.
Maybe you should go try Persona 4.
Four golden, obviously.
Yeah, well, just the thing with Persona is it's so samey and it bores me to death. I don't like samey and I don't like having to go back on myself and just go through the whole rigmarole of going through palaces. Because I turned it on the other day. It was on for like 3 minutes. So I was like, I can't bother. And I turned it off. Don't you sit over there huffing and puffing, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
So that's just took a back seat. I think the thing is, Kevin has been here for the past 2 weeks, so I haven't been able to play it as much as if when he's at work. So he's always around, and now he's spoiled the second palace for me because I walked in today, and there he is, just doing what he was doing. And I was just like, well, I know what it looks like now. I don't need to go and.
Yeah, you never progress. Need to do it.
No. So that's taken a back seat. I did
you
put
ruined
in.
Ruined your joy, Anna.
He did. I shoved in Fallout 4 for a little bit. Just going through my second character as a melee character.
There's a melee character available in that game?
Well, no, but you can just use melee weapons. You don't have to use guns. It's good. It's fun because like you get bats and I can make, if you ever seen The Walking Dead, you can have a baseball bat with barbed wire and call it, Kevin, what's its name? Lucille from The Walking Dead. So I just go around hitting people with a barbed wire baseball bat in the head. That's quite satisfactory and fun to do. Kevin's moving. So that's fun. And there's this stats in there that help that kind of playthrough, so that's always helpful to have. And the past couple of days I put in Horizon again. I have not played Horizon since I got my 4K telly. I haven't seen the prettiness, and everyone keeps going on how pretty it is in 4K, and I was like, you know what, let's go back to it. So I started the game again but on a different profile, just so I could get back it to use of the controls, and then I switch over to my regular account and I've just carried on from where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at in the game. I'm quite far into it. I'm on level 30, so I'm a little bit high for where the area I'm in, but I don't mind that. And I'm trying to find out who this woman's mother is, so that's what I'm doing.
Who is her mother, Anna?
Dunno. No idea. She's motherless. That's all we...
You should find out.
I'm trying to. But, at the start of the game, basically, you are given to this man to look after. You are motherless and you're an outcast. And then...
being owned by someone.
Yeah. Basically, she's ignored. No, you're ignored by your clan, and she's an outcast, and we don't know why. And she's motherless, and we don't know why. And then you start this whole process of, if you go through the trial, you can ask the matriarchs a question who are in the clan, but you have to get through the trial, you have to win that, and she wins it, becomes part of the tribe, then they answer her question of who her mother is, and they're like, oh, we don't know. And then she goes off on a quest, and that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find out what happened.
Is her mother Princess Peach?
I don't know.
I doubt it somehow.
I do doubt it, but it is pretty.
When you say that, she's got a grievance against dinosaurs.
She doesn't know what a dinosaur is.
Princess Peach does.
Yeah.
Yes, but he's an actual dinosaur. These are mechanical beings.
He's not
been
an actual dinosaur, he's an invention of Nintendo's imagination. I think you're being far too pedantic given the hypothetical situation that we're currently dealing with. Oh, I amuse myself sometimes.
So you do.
Would you say you're enjoying Horizon now as much as you were at launch?
Oh yeah, definitely. I just think at the time, I had all these other things come at me and I was just like, oh my god, what do I play? And then I just put this. I had an issue with it being that every place I went, there was creatures and I was sick of doing the stealth. And it was just getting a bit. Ugh. But now I realise how I was playing the game the wrong way. And now I'm playing the right way. Because I thought every creature would eat you, basically. And they don't. Some of them run away. Some just think, look at you and okay, you're just over there, fine. And then some do try and eat you. But I thought everything was out to get me. But now I realise they don't. And you can just run around where they're doing their stuff. And then off you go. And I know that headshots exist. Headshots are the best. They do work. Because normally, you're in a game, headshots, you're like putting 3 or 4 into them. This is just if you get them on the sweet spot, they are down on the floor dead. So yeah, just going through it. I mean,
I really want to imagine that you just said hedgehogs.
No, headshots.
Hedgehogs.
Yes. If you hit them in the hedgehogs, they go down.
That's wrong.
Oh, that would be so much better, wouldn't it?
It would. But I tried to play ukulele this week, but it didn't work.
What do you mean?
I went on our family sharing and you weren't there. Nor was Aaron and nor was Simon.
Oh, this again.
We will get this set up with you.
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to install a game from each person.
Right.
Then if you disappear, you stop playing that game, and then normally you can say request access, and it will automatically do it. And then you'll see all of the stuff again. It's a bug in Steam.
Okay. I'll do that at some point, because I'm on the Mac and not on the PC. So.
Yeah, it'll only work on whichever machine we authorised on.
Yeah, that would be the big one.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll have an hour on that. See if it's any better than You're a Gamer. I was like, no, just my games, and I was just like, fair enough. So I turned it off and came back onto the PlayStation to play some more games. Have I played any? Oh, and I've been playing a lot of Lego City again.
I tried to play Lego City this week on the PC.
Uh-huh.
Turns out there was a reason that it's $14.99 on the PC.
Oh, no.
My first attempt at booting up Lego City Undercover did nothing. Didn't even try and load. My second attempt at booting up Lego Undercover produced the game. Very good, very good. Got the loading screen with the little TT logo. Very good, wonderful, wonderful. And a black screen. And that's where I sat for about 10 minutes. And I thought, well, this isn't working. So I quit the desktop and I booted up again, and this time it loaded.
Oh, I've only loaded it once and it went to the title screen. Then I realised, no, I don't fancy playing it, so I turned it off.
Yeah, wait for this.
That's the only ever time I've loaded it.
It loaded, then I tried to use my controller, it wouldn't recognise it, so I had to quit, turn on my controller again, wiggle the stick while it was loading, and then it recognised it until I went to the menu options, and then it lost it, and then it wouldn't get it again. So I haven't booted it back up, I haven't even bothered, because I did a Twitter poll, and the Twitter poll was, should I get a Switch or not? And 57% of people said, do it now. 14% of people said, do it when Mario is out. And 29% of people said, no. But that means the overwhelming majority of people feel that I should be getting a Switch at some point.
Yeah, should, but it's not yet.
Yes, well you
it depends
say
if
that,
you want
Anna,
to play Zelda.
But you know I have the patience of a newt.
Yes.
So I suspect at some point within the next 2 weeks I'll have a Switch.
Wow. You still can't play Lego Undercover with it.
Yeah, I can.
With a Switch?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Switch.
Is it now?
PS4, yeah. Xbox, PC and Wii U.
Yeah, it's on Switch.
I didn't realise it was out on Switch. I got it on Wii U.
Yeah, I've got it on Wii U, but it's no good on the Wii U because you can't do off-screen play.
I know. But then again, I can't on PC anyway, so.
No, but at least it was only $14.99 on PC. So yeah, I'm probably going to be picking up a Switch at some point, and I'll probably pick up Lego City Undercover on there, and I'll play it where it actually works.
Will you get Zelda as well?
Yeah, I'll get Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda's good.
Did you
get
hear
Snake Pass? I'm going to get Zelda. I'm going to get Rhyme. I'm going to get I'll probably
buy
all multiple.
The attach rate for Zelda is over 100%.
Yes, people have been buying it as an investment.
Why?
Because there was an edition of the game that was a rare limited collector's edition of the game.
Okay.
And this being Nintendo, it actually will be a rare collector's edition of the game. And people bought it as well as their main editions, which means that Zelda has sold over 1 million, while the Switch has sold just around 900,000.
That's insane.
Yep.
I have it on the Wii U. I don't have the flashy Switch yet, but it's such a good game, Zelda. Like,
I will have it on the Wii U, I think.
It's so good.
When I get my Wii U back.
It's expensive, though. Like, next to the Switch, the Wii U one was more expensive than the Switch one.
Yeah.
I bought the Wii U one as an investment. I've got it wrapped up in the wrapper still, in a box downstairs.
You've not played it?
Nope, no interest in opening it and playing it.
Why?
I'll play on Switch.
Okay, fair enough.
I've got a firm thing that I generally buy whatever's released at the end of a Nintendo console generation. Because eventually it becomes really rare because they didn't make enough of it.
Yeah, I guess.
And let's face it, they won't have printed more than 200,000 Wii U copies because I think that's all it sold.
yeah.
Like, they're not going to have made more copies of Zelda Wii U than there were Wii U's. So it's going to be...
Is that all that they sold?
No, it sold about 4 million or something.
Oh, okay.
Globally.
See, it's not a bad console. It's
maligned, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It got poo-pooed, and that was it.
Mm.
It sold 12 million units globally, worldwide, in its lifetime.
Wow. That's depressing.
Yeah. Not great, huh?
No. But they have the Switch now.
They do. The Switch is selling really well.
There's not a lot on it yet, is there? There's Zelda.
Analysts reckon the Switch could sell 25 million before the end of the year.
Really?
Mm. That's double the Wii U's lifetime sales.
Yeah.
It is expensive. And I get it, though, because they're releasing stuff at quite a clever rate. So if you didn't get it for Zelda, you'll probably get it for Mario Kart. And if you didn't get it for Mario Kart, you might well get it for Mario. And they're all out in the first year. Like, it's a really good thing. It's
just
really good
expensive,
point, isn't it?
Though. The whole set, like, the system is expensive, the add-ons are expensive, the games are expensive. It's just a bit all...
It's not so expensive.
Oh, it is? Like, for more
it's
Joy-Cons,
it's
70
so expensive.
Quid.
Yeah, for the main unit, it's 280, isn't it?
It's expensive. And for only three games, like... I don't know, it's like when the Scorpio comes out, like, there's no game, no exclusives coming out. It's like, oh, that's going to be so expensive.
Yeah, but it's no different to the PS4 Pro.
That's not right. That's not true. Look at Horizon.
That hasn't had a single exclusive.
No, but it's got
Horizon's
exclusive for the platform.
No, it hasn't.
For PlayStation, it has.
What?
Not for the Pro, specifically, because that's
the
point.
Oh, I see.
But for PlayStation...
Yeah. I just let it get to E3. You know Microsoft's going to start pulling it all out of the bag.
Well, they're going to Forza, Gears, Halo.
Rare Sea of Thieves.
Is that going to be exclusive?
Yeah, PC and Windows.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But that's what exclusive means now with Microsoft.
Yeah, well, in that case, I'm not buying an Xbox.
I'll get a Scorpio.
I was thinking about it, but then I thought, well, why bother?
Do you know, so here's why I bother. This week I've been playing on the Xbox because of Ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And I have thoroughly enjoyed my time using the Xbox compared to the PlayStation. It's just, it's a more enjoyable user interface. It gets stuff done quicker.
Really?
Yeah, it really does, especially the new one.
Oh, no.
Have you seen the new one?
Yeah, I play on it every day because I have to play... the ball game, and I have to turn it on every day, and they've changed the dashboard, and I just for the life of me can't navigate it very well. It frustrates me no end, because it's like I only just got to grips with the old one, and now they changed it all again, and like, oh, for the love of God, just work. And it annoys me so much that they've moved everything. Like, I was just playing, and then Cortana, is that her name? Just started talking. It's like, I haven't asked for your help. Go away. And she's like, I didn't get that. Like, I didn't even ask for you to come on.
I've had that.
Oh, she's so annoying. And just the whole going left, then right to sign in, and then having to sign in again, and then having to sign in again, just to play one game. That's frustrating, because it's a 360 game. So I have to sign into the Xbox. Then the game starts, then I have to sign in through Xbox again. And then I have to sign in again to get onto my cloud save. And it's just like, I just want one thing for one thing. I don't want to sign in three times just to play one game that I'm going to be on for 5 minutes. And then for that woman to start talking to you, I didn't even ask her to. And then with the PlayStation, it's turn it on, sign me in, start my game. And like, if I want to go to the store, I just have to go over there to the store icon.
Go up, up, left, 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 left.
Like, I put my disc in. Icon, and then I have to go two blocks to the left, and that's where the store is.
Yeah, but here's what you do. You put in your disc, then you open the game, then it tells you that it's actually installing. So then you go out of the game, then you go back into it, and then you tell it that it's now downloading additional content and that you can't use any of the features.
Yeah, but that's the same with the Xbox.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because I tried to get Rise the other day, right?
Reese, please. It's called Reese.
It's called whatever it's called. It's called Reese. The god of whatever it is, right?
Reese, son of Rome.
Rome.
Yep, that's what I said.
And it turned up and it says, oh, ready to play at 25%. I was like, awesome.
That doesn't say installed.
No, but I turn it on.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's
not
just
ready to play.
No, it's just the screen and the three things that you can do, like campaign, multiplayer or whatever. And I was just like, okay, fine. Then I left it some more, and then it didn't. Once it stopped downloading, it's like, like, it just wouldn't download.
Yeah.
There was space. It was on. And then it started installing Fallout. And I was like, well, I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to install. It just took forever to download.
My dad says that when he was installing Call of Duty Black Ops 3, I wouldn't have thought that. That it took 3 hours to finish installing.
It just takes forever. Because
I had to download so much content. And then when I thought it finished downloading, it then downloaded the bloody expansion pack. Ugh. Xbox, honestly, the Xbox interface is miles better at this stage.
Don't know.
I've got more faith in Phil Spencer.
I'll never know, because I'll never have it. Because there's no reason for me to buy one.
Which one? Xbox.
Yeah, get you one, Aaron. You'll end up getting one.
I was thinking of getting one. I thought, oh, I could use the Oculus on it. And then I thought, well, it'll just be sat next to the PC that has the Oculus already plugged in.
It could go downstairs, couldn't it?
Why? I won't be allowed
what
to play
why?
It. We're going to put it in the playroom where the kids can break it.
No, they won't break.
There's a reason there's a CRT in there. Because they can't break that.
Surely a CRT is easier for them to break.
No. Those things are built to last.
I think you should get it. I mean, Anna, what do you think of your PS4 Pro?
I like it.
Did you get a HDR TV?
Yeah, I've got a 4K TV.
I know you got 4K, but was it HDR?
Yeah, it's HDR, all that fanciness. So I got the Pro in November. And it is quieter, and it does make things, because there's that boost mode in it, that boosts things up a little bit. And it did. You couldn't see it substantially because I didn't have a 4K TV, but now I do, and it's all hooked up. And it looks pretty. Like, the oldest walked in, saying, she's like, oh, what are you watching? I'm like, I'm not watching anything. I'm playing a game. She went, no, that's not a game. I was like, yes, it is. It just looks so nice. Like, oh, it's so beautiful. But, before I changed TVs, I was playing Andromeda. And, like, you could see the difference. Like, something to do with checkerboard. They use some weird checkerboard pattern. Okay. I don't quite understand what it is, but like sometimes you can see it, like what they're using to render, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not quite sure.
To upscale it.
Yeah, and you can see it, but when I started this game yesterday, so I put Horizon in, I didn't quite understand what, there's some weird settings for 4K. I don't understand this, like RGB and Y. Something. I'm not quite sure what they mean.
Oh yeah, they're
so
the
I'm
different.
Just, like, yeah,
it. They're the different output color. Yeah, ways. Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just put it on automatic. I don't care. Just you do what you do. But it was saying that yes, I have got my HDRs turned on. I was like, okay. But apparently, if you stream, you have to turn that off because it won't. It won't. You can't see it when you go over to YouTube or something. Apparently you have to turn it off if you want to do the video for streaming, which I find a bit weird. But it's quiet. I like it. It's costing me £18 a month until next year, and I don't care. It's a present to myself, and now we have to. And Kev gets the boring old one, and I get this new shiny one. And it's just built better. Like, you've got the three stacks, it's quiet, it's got more oomph in it, and the lights are just better, and the buttons are better. Because on the old PlayStation, the on and off button and the eject button were right on top of each other, and that used to frustrate me no end. Because I'd go over to eject, and I'd turn it off, or I'd turn it on, and it just like,
remembering which button's which is...
Yeah. So now you've got one end's got the on and off, and the other end's got the eject buttons. That's a nice touch. You've still got your USBs on the front, which is a plus, because I don't think there's anything on the front of the Xbox, which annoys me. Again, annoys me no end because you can't put a charging cable in the front. I don't believe I can't see it at the moment, but there's nothing at the front to do that. It's all on the side, and the way we on our top shelf, we've got the Sky, the PlayStation, and then the Xbox, so it's all cramped together because we don't have much space. And we've got like the Wii U and then the surround sound. So everything's bunched together, so you can't put anything in the Xbox unless you move it out of the way. Whereas the PlayStation, it's at the front, and I can put my headphone receiver in there, my charger for my controllers in there, and I can charge my headphones there. And it's quiet. Like, the Xbox, I put it on, and you know it's on. Like, it proper just... Yeah, you can hear it. It's like a... I don't know. I don't want to say a helicopter, but you know when it's on because it's got the fans going, whereas the PlayStation is a bit quieter. Maybe because it's newer and it's not filled with dust, but yeah, I like it. And I don't regret buying it. And I'm sure as the years go by, before they bring 5 out, there'll be more gorgeous stuff. But Horizon just looks so pretty on it. Really, really pretty, and I do. This game is really good, and yeah, I love it, and I don't regret buying it. But if you have a normal PlayStation, don't be disheartened.
Do you know what? You won't regret buying the Scorpio either.
I won't buy the Scorpio. Not a chance. No. Kevin probably will, but I have no interest in the Scorpio. They go on about teraflops. I'm like, I don't even know what one of them is, so I don't care.
Do you know what, though? You said exactly the same thing about the PS4 Pro.
But I don't know if there is teraflops in it. I've no idea.
What's that, a teraflop? A teraflop's just a measure of power.
Yeah, it's just a measure of power on gremlin. The thing.
So what? I don't know what's in it. I just know it
electronic
kicks out 4K.
Components. Yeah, just 4K.
Yeah. And it's the front end of it is set out a bit better than the original as well. Like I was saying, the on and off button and the eject button. It's just a bit more nicer and it's more a tactile feel. Like with the Xbox, if you just lightly, like if you're dusting it, you'll turn it on just by going over that thing. There's no giving it. It's just like, oh, you're on. Now I need to turn you off. Like you have to barely touch it. Now with the PlayStation, it's more tactile. I know with the S, it has more of a tactile feel that you have to press something to turn it on.
Yeah, everyone got over that whole touch button.
Yeah, it's just, didn't they?
Well, it kept failing. It's one of the problems.
It was a stupid idea. It was just everything about it was a bad idea. Like, cats were turning it on. Like, whenever I am underneath my little desk here,
mm-hmm.
I'm constantly turning on the consoles whenever I'm trying to move wires and things. Cause my hair sets it off. It's just ridiculous.
But it's that, and there was like the TV when Aaron Paul kept saying, I'm not even going to say it because I know it's listening, and Aaron Paul would say it on the TV, and then never, like it happened here, our Xbox turned on, and I was just like, What is happening? Like, the TV is turning its own on. And it's just... Yeah. I don't like the fact that it's listening all the time.
It's always listening.
It is. All the time. It's always listening.
It doesn't always work, though, does it? Xbox on.
I think she's got headphones on.
Xbox on. Oh, it's not listening anymore.
No, my one's not listening. Since the latest patch, my one's not been listening. I don't know if that's because it's turned itself off and I've got to go back in and turn it back on.
Yeah. I've had real trouble with the Windows voice
Cortana?
Recognition. No. Windows voice recognition.
Yeah, that's Cortana.
No.
Hey, Cortana.
There's two different voice recognition systems in Windows 10.
Is there?
Yes, there's Windows Voice Recognition and there's Cortana. Cortana is a internet-based thing, Windows voice recognition is a local thing.
Okay.
Voice Attack uses Windows voice recognition. Cortana is just for Cortana.
And Voice Attack's not working anymore.
And Voice Attack is so awful on mine. It was perfectly fine on Windows 7, but now I'm on Windows 10, it just refuses to understand me. I don't know why, but I've run through the training lots and all sorts. It might work better. Now I'm on the creator update. Maybe they've
updated. I quite like this creator update.
I've not really used any new features or anything.
Have you seen Edge? It's got all these new little...
No, I don't use Edge. Nice...
Oh, it's got really nice features now. So you can click a little drop down and it'll show you what's on each of your tabs. And then you can save your tabs for the next time.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Which I think is very lovely.
I do that on my Chrome browser. I just save all... I've got a standard set of tabs I open every time. They're just in my home tab setup. So every time I boot it up, it opens the same tabs.
Now, if you... Sorry, I'm just going to get back to Voice Attack here.
Yeah.
If you buy Voice Attack in Steam...
Oh, I don't know. I didn't realise it was in there, yeah? Okay.
How does that then work with... Doobly Dangle? Because Steam will know you're running a game, so it'll presumably try and close the other game.
You can run two games in Steam. It just won't...
Can you?
Yes.
Intriguing.
What you can't do is run it on one machine and then start up a different thing on a different machine. But on one machine, you're allowed to use two things.
Have you seen Google Earth on Oculus?
I've seen that it's there. I've not got around to using it yet.
Yep, pretty cool.
Because I used it on the Steam.
On the Steams.
On the Steams, because there was a little patch file you could put in that fooled it into thinking you've got a Vive. The controls were a bit odd, because it thought you were using a Vive controller, whereas you're actually using a Touch. But yeah, it was all right. I enjoyed it.
Look for Voice Attack. Voice Attack.
Yeah, Voice Attack.
$8.99 on Steam.
I think it's cheaper if you buy it direct. I think it's £8 if you buy it direct. Because you buy it in dollars.
Depends.
It's a bit weird. Yeah, it depends on the rate you get, the conversion rate you get.
What have you been doing then, Aaron?
Not much. As I say, I've played with the Facebook VR thing. I've bought some more games that I haven't got around to playing yet.
Like what?
What did I get? I got Scrap Mechanic, Space Rogue, and The Final Station.
Please tell me there's got like a cover of The Final Countdown as their theme tune.
No, I don't think so. It's a pixel art type game. It's best really good. I've played a bit more Elite Dangerous, but not much. We need to get in that on Multicrew.
Yes.
Now me, you and Si have all got it, all got Horizons and all got VR. We ought to get on that. Because I can buy a ship with three seats in, with fighters, and you two can... We can go in a dogfight with you two as fighter pilots and me as the helm.
Yes, do it.
So we'll all have to organise a session when we can all be online. Because we don't even need to meet up for that, so that's quite good. What else have I been playing? I've played something on mobile. I've been playing Line again, but bought that on mobile now. So that's been quite good. The drawing lines through shapes. Got it on Steam for my Windows tablet, and I've got it on phone now, so I've got a bit further on that. I've still got to play PlayStation again to finish that Persona, to finish that dungeon, the first dungeon, because I haven't finished the first dungeon yet.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't touched it in over a week now.
How far did you get when you had the Japanese one, then?
I got a little way into the first dungeon.
Okay.
Mainly because just translating all of that text takes a long time. Even with machine translation.
That oh, yeah.
Accurate. Yeah. Because there's a lot of text. And to get through that huge tutorial at the front, so you actually play in the game, there's lots of text and lots of stuff that you still don't understand even after you've translated it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the general gist of that the volleyball coach is a bad guy.
Yeah.
And that nobody wants you around, but that's about the sum total of it. I got some of the specifics, but you know, not much. So it's a lot nicer playing it on English, but yeah, I must boot that up again.
Yes.
Playing it on remote play on the Vita is quite nice as well. That's a nice way of playing it. Because I play that in bed then, you see. And it's like I'm playing Persona 4 Golden, you know, I'm on the Vita playing it.
And everyone says that's the best, apparently.
I don't know, I prefer the style of this one. It's a lot, oh, well, they're a lot different, more style. Just the presentation. So the way, you know, the end of the battle shows you the stats and stuff with all the music and the stuff like that. That's a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Obviously, I've only got two characters. And the first guy in both games is a real... Oh, I hate him. So Yosuke... Yosuke and Ryu, whatever his name is, on the Persona 5. I don't like either of those.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not overly keen on Anne.
Right.
Who was the first one on the other game? It was... Oh, what's her name? The one from the inn. I can't remember. But yeah, she was alright. Obviously, Chie was quite favourite on the first game, but obviously that I've only had the two characters so far, so hopefully when we get all the characters they'll actually work together and be a nice rounded set of characters, because you spend ages on with them because you're going to school with them and doing all your school work and all that lot. So yeah, the doctor's quite good in the Persona 5. I quite liked. He's quite a quirky character.
Oh, the cat's still infuriating me.
He's still not letting you do anything.
No, it's really, really annoying. Because, like, you can... I don't know. Is there a crafting system in 4?
I don't think so.
Well, spoiler, but you can craft lockpicks.
Yes.
That's about it.
I think you can craft more later. But yeah, to start with this lockpick.
Yeah, and I need some because I went into a palace, needed a lockpick, so I thought, like, well, I'll come out, get that sorted, and then go back in. But for, I think it was like 2 days, I just had to go to school, go home, go to school, and it wouldn't let me do what I needed to do, and it's just so infuriating. It's like, oh, you've done this, better go to bed. And I'm like, I don't want to go to bed, I want to do something. And
The
cat does my head in.
If you go to the dungeon, that's it. That's the whole day gone, I think.
Well, which I'm fine about. I don't mind. Yeah. But the day after, if I've only gone to school, why not? Can't I come home and make some lockpicks before I go to bed? It just infuriates me that it's like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be two... It's a bit like Pathfinder or D&D, isn't that you've got your... major actions that take all of your time. You've got minor actions that take one of your two time slots, because you've got after school and evening.
Yep.
Evening has to be spent near home.
Mm-hmm.
And after school can be spent anywhere.
Yeah.
And you've got free actions that you can do any amount. You can do as many times as you want. So feeding the plant at home. You can do it any time. That gives you kindness. Have you done that?
Yeah. I've fed it once.
Yeah, so that gives you kindness. And reading a book is a small action, so that only takes one the time, but you can also get that as a freebie on the way to school on certain days. So it's like Persona 4 in the fact that really what you need to do is play through it once, work out where all the possibilities are for each day, and then plan your route through to maximize your route through. But then you've got New Game Plus anyway. So if you've played it through once, you can replay it and your stats keep. So all your stats stay the same normally. So your intelligence, your charm and all that lot. Your social links, I think, reset. I could be wrong. But yeah, your stats stay the same. So you don't need to do stat increase things. So you don't need to worry about that.
I just want to find a way to send that cat to live with somebody else.
I don't think you can. Happy. I think that's the whole point. Because you've got... Well, I don't know. Maybe if you get to the bottom of... I can't remember what it's called. Have you got to that yet? I've seen people explain. There's another area that aren't dungeons.
Yes, I have.
I think if you get to the bottom of that area... Then that's the cat's thing.
Okay.
You basically have solved the cat puzzle, because then the cat's supposed to know who they are. It's a very strange game.
That's the cat's thing. If you go down there,
if you go to the bottom of the non-dungeon dungeon. Then you finish the cat's quest.
Oh, just stop.
And find out if the cat is actually a cat or a person.
I think you've gone slightly crazy.
But yeah, I've not really played much, as you can tell. I need to get into, but yeah, I've got loads of work to do. I was on call last week, which didn't help. Getting woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning and things. But yeah, I've got some videos to edit this week, by the looks of it, and try and get some more videos up, get them on YouTube, and Facebook. So if you want to see any of our VR stuff, it's on Facebook at the moment, and will be on YouTube when I can figure out how to make it actually 360.
Be awesome.
It's great.
I don't understand why it won't work as 360.
I don't know. Or maybe I need to just download an updated version of the metadata stuff.
Yeah, do what you said.
I'll just faff around with it until it works.
I've played more ukulele this week.
Are you still playing yet?
Yep, I'm now on World 2.
Oh, okay.
And I'm having a lot of fun.
Good.
It's still as good now as it was last week. It's exactly what I wanted. It's a pretty decent platformer. There are some really infuriating bits. So there's one transformation where you turn into a pickup truck or like a dump truck.
Okay.
Oh my god, the controls for that are just awful. Like, it's a relatively simple task. You've got to go around, find 5 mounds of snow, bulldoze the snow, collect the hats and take them to the snowmen.
Okay.
It took me about an hour and a half.
Because you said the car racing one was a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know why they've got all these little mini car games.
Yeah.
Nuts and Bolts was a bad idea, and it's a bad idea to bring bad ideas into an otherwise good platformer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a perfect platformer. But for a game that was made in a year and a half, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's a platformer. I'm not going to like it.
It's definitely a platformer. It's got... Yeah, it feels perfect when you're playing it. They've got the jump mechanic really spot on, and the actual platforming's great fun. There's just little elements of it that aren't quite nailed down.
Although, having said that, I nearly bought Snake Pass because that looked quite interesting. Some of the mechanics in Snake Pass.
Snake Pass looks really cool, but I am not buying it until I have a Switch.
I was going Steam, you see.
At which point it will be like...
Free.
What was that? I see.
I really hope that the Switch has some sort of like games passing thing like the Xbox and PlayStation do. That's not going to, is it?
No, it's Nintendo. Nintendo.
Yeah,
they make you rebuy your virtual console games.
I don't have a problem with that so much, do you know? Although I did look at building a RetroPie.
Yeah. Well, they've disbanded the NES thing, haven't they?
They have. They've stopped production of the NES Mini Classic.
Yep, we still have one wrapped up.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
They're going for about 500 quid now on eBay.
Kevin, the thing that Nintendo thing we've got, they're apparently going for 500 quid on eBay.
Yes, I'm going to give it away as a competition.
No,
price.
You're not. Not happening. I'm going to take it off you.
If he is, just let me know when that competition is coming. I need to make sure all my email address is ready.
And that's their new subscribers. I'm not interested in them.
I could be a new subscriber. Just let me know when I need to subscribe.
I need to tell him when he needs to subscribe.
Wow.
You're not doing it. You're not giving it away. You're giving away enough stuff. Yeah, we've never opened ours. It's just sat in there.
Might not open it now.
Don't,
you're annoying.
Don't do that.
It's
worth it. Oh, I've not said they are. I'm said that's what I said. Yeah, but they only stopped production this week. So yeah,
they're less than 100 and not selling.
Nah, they will sell. There's always an idiot.
There's always an idiot, it says.
Yeah, we just told you they're selling for 500 quid.
I saw them on Amazon for 500 quid. Where is it?
Yeah.
Some cheeky chaps put one up on Amazon for about 500 quid.
Yeah. Whether it's
on Amazon.
Yeah. Let me go and have a look. 1 second. NES Mini console. Type that in. Let's get a thing. Yeah, 500 quid plus. And this is the bit that cracks me up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's £500 new from My Cyber Partner, which is a brand new profile. And for your £500, they charge you an additional £4.29 for postage.
They're mean.
Oh, talk about gouging.
You'll never sell it.
Just ridiculous. £196 plus £2.03 postage.
Wow.
Who charges for postage if you're making 200 quid? These things cost, what, 40 quid on release?
Something like that. They were
so they're making 160 quid from flogging this thing, mm-hmm. and they're charging you £2 postage.
Wow. Oh. Some people have no morals, do they? They just.
No, says Anna, quickly listing it on eBay.
I'm not allowed to touch it. I would have probably got rid of it by now, but for some reason he's keeping it. I don't know why. He's just over there rubbing himself. What are you rubbing?
What? And
oh, he's got.
At this point of the show, ladies and gentlemen, we're now going into the X-rated part of the show. Apparently, I don't think we want to know what Kevin's doing in the corner of the room anymore. Either
a T-shirt that's brand new and it's got a new print on it, so he's like, I don't know, being weird.
Moving swiftly on. I've been playing loads of that. I haven't really played too much else. I tried all the VR stuff, obviously. I have got Cluster Truck to try this week.
Oh, okay.
Did you just swear?
No, Cluster Truck.
Oh, okay. Yes, I've heard of this.
So that's on the Xbox that we'll have to try. And on the PC, I've got Typo Man.
Okay.
It was the Wii U exclusive that's now out on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's now in the Steam library.
I was looking at that and I'd looked at it at EGX year before last.
Yeah, it was the year before last.
Yeah, and it wasn't really that. It looked interesting, but not interesting enough to warrant me getting a Wii U at the time.
And that is a very good summation of it.
Yeah, but I ended up getting a Wii U anyway.
It's a good little game, but. It's a clever premise, and it's worth playing for the premise. But yeah, no, it's It's funny, there's a slow resurgence, isn't there, in platforming games? You had Type of Man, then you had Unbox. Then you've got Snake Pass and Ukulele. Slowly, 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 they're coming back.
Yeah. But we'll see whether anybody actually cares, apart from Dave.
I am chuffed to bits.
Yeah, I saw Full Throttle's out again. They've re-released a new version.
Is that out already?
Yes. I was so tempted to buy that, but
I'll just message Loki. We get review codes from them.
Okay. Oh, of course we did. We got Day of the Tentacle, didn't we?
Yep. But we just remember that we do actually need to do a review.
Yes. Yeah, I'll see when I've got time. Because if I haven't got time, I won't ask for one. Because I've got Persona that I haven't played, and I really want to play that. Full Throttle I never originally played. I do want to have a look, but whether
Want to play... They're re-releasing The Dig, aren't they?
Are they? Oh, okay, yeah.
The Dig was one that I missed. I also missed Full Throttle, but for some reason I don't know... I'm not fussed about Full Throttle.
Oh, somebody's interacting with our new Facebook page.
It's not doing it for me. Who? I'm assuming it's Sai.
I'll have to have a look.
It's going to be
Sai. It's probably Sai
leaving a picture of
a Oh, no, sorry. Him. It was a Elite Dangerous Facebook thing popped up.
Not the same thing. But talking of VR, I think we're going to quit the show early so that we can go and try this new VR Rooms thing.
Yes.
Well, I don't have it.
But you can still join in on it. You can include you. We can include you. You can join in. With your non-VR technology.
My non-VR technology.
Why don't you have a PSVR for your PlayStation Pro?
Because I can't afford one. Same reason why we don't have a Switch.
But you had a Switch.
No, we didn't. No.
Had one on order, but didn't actually buy it.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
I get my PSVR back tomorrow.
Yay.
Your stuff, you never actually have your own things.
Yeah, you're like a library.
Well, my original Oculus is up with Sai, and my old graphics card and my old controllers, they're all up with Sai. All my PSVR stuff's with some guy at work. My Wii U's with somebody at work. I don't know whether anything else is out at the moment. I think that's it.
You think?
I was lending my Vita TV out at one point, but nobody wants to play that anymore.
No, it's funny, isn't it? Vita TV is pretty useless now.
Well, it's great if people want to have a go of Persona 4 Golden on a proper TV with a controller.
That's kind of cool.
That's quite nice.
Does that work?
Yes.
I might try that.
I have Persona 4 Golden for it. It's actually sat in the console as we speak.
And that's... So I could download that onto my Vita TV?
Just stick the card in.
No, because the card's in my Vita.
Yeah, we just take it out.
No. That card doesn't leave my Vita.
Well, Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah.
No, oh, because you bought it digitally.
Correct.
It was
free, wasn't it? Wasn't it a PS Plus game? Or did I get it?
It was on sale at one point.
Ah, that was when I got it.
Yeah, no, you can just download it to your thing as well then. Because you've got it digitally, you can have it on both devices, if I believe. Because on 3DS, it's registered to a device.
Mm-hmm.
But on PlayStation, it's registered to your account.
And as long as my account is only active on one thing.
Yes.
No, you can have your account on as many as you want.
Only either active, as in you're only playing it on one device. I don't think that's quite right. Because you could play it on your... Oh, no, Vita's differently, isn't it? Different, isn't it?
Do you know what?
It'll be fine.
Sort it out. Don't worry. It'll all be good. Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
Anna, where can people follow you?
I'm at Miss Lulu Show.
You can follow me at Flyshe as well. And do you know what, Anna?
Mm.
You can follow the show.
You can on Facebook.
You can, yes. Just search for the Infinite Loopcast. You can follow us on another social media platform as well.
Would that be Twitter?
It would. Do you remember what our Twitter handle is?
Nope.
At the Loopcasters.
I'm awful at remembering things.
Do you remember what our email address is?
It's one of them other ones.
The Loopcasters at hotmail.com.
There you go.
How have we been doing this show for 3 years and yet you still don't know?
Because I just don't listen. I honestly don't listen.
You start booting up your consoles, don't you?
I do.
Well, you're going to have to pay attention because we're taking you into VR. Goodbye, everybody. It's a bye-bye from me and it's a bye-bye from them and all that other jazz. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.